First of all, welcome. And thank you for accepting to meet this monitoring committee. It's been a pleasure for us monitoring the ongoings and with the help of Mr. Mikhalev, who we've been following regularly. I think we're getting to the goal. The government, both financially and administratively, works coherently with Mr. Mikhalev. I think the main scope of this is to see that the actual capital of culture is a big success. As we already said, I'm from Valletta. I'm born and bred here, and I've seen a big development over the past years, both from the cultural point of view and the infrastructure. So we're glad that we hope that this will achieve a big success for Valletta 18.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman.
Naprova l-minuti tal-aħħar darba. Grazzi. Mr. Mikhalev.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and the rest of the members, Mr. Franco Merci and Mr. David Ajus. It's a pleasure to us, on behalf of my colleagues, to attend for this short meeting before you. As you may recall, you had asked or forwarded the wish that when the monitoring panel does its own visit in Valletta sometime in 2016. It's happening just right now. You thought it was fit to have a short meeting with you to obviously ask whatever you want to ask, but even to hear what Mr. Ulrich Fuchs, as chairman of the monitoring panel from the Commission in Brussels, and Sylvia Aman as well, and Gloria De Lorenzo as the European Commission representative as well, have to say on the progress of what has been going on here in Valletta, most especially the progress within our themes and with Valletta 2018 Foundation. Also, in the presence of the Valletta Mayor, Dr. Alexei Dingley, and the Executive Director of the Valletta 2018 Foundation. I have to tell you as well that the reason of the monitoring panel's visit is a normal one. It happens with European Capital of Culture's cities, most especially during the ramp-up years up to when the set city is celebrating the title of European Capital of Culture. It is a normal procedure for us to go to Brussels and explain and keep the monitoring panel updated with the progress going on in Valletta. The cultural, the regeneration of the culture, economical and social regeneration of Valletta, in our case. And also, it is very, very important, in my opinion, to have them visit, not only hearing us or what we have to say, but to visit with their own very eyes what is happening in Valletta, in my opinion. The regeneration is ongoing, as you mentioned before, but also to make them meet the people behind the work. So basically their visit is very short, but very intensive one. We had a very good, I must say, 3-4 hour meeting with the rest of the foundation's team, the staff, which will be followed by another intrinsic meeting tomorrow morning. And other meetings being held during the day of Tuesday and on the morning of Wednesday with the culture minister, amongst other meetings. In my opinion as well, I insisted that the itinerary includes an on-site visit of the many capital expenditure projects leading up to Valletta 2018, most of which have kick-started, as you well know, Straight Street and Musa, which is the next Museum of Fine Arts on Merchant Street, the Old Market on Merchant Street as well, and the Valletta Design Cluster at the very end of Valletta, Lower Valletta. So basically, they will have an on-site visit, and they will have a very good and thorough explanation by all project leaders leading the said project. Obviously, the purpose of the visit, and I think it's very, very important, as I found it together with my friends very useful earlier on, is that we use, if that is the proper word, the experience of these people, which is very, very thorough. Most especially, they bring experience from former European Capital of Cultures, being themselves involved, very much involved, either in the artistic direction, but even in policy direction and programming, and research, obviously, to continue to enhance and the implementation of our culture calendar leading up to 2018. We are absolutely not afraid of their recommendations. Many of the recommendations were taken on board earlier on, a year ago, less than a year ago, and we continue to take the recommendations on board even in the next couple of weeks and months, mostly, and following their very important visit, in my opinion, of happening just right now. I think this is an ongoing project. We're very fond of this project. I shouldn't push myself too much because regeneration can be felt and seen in Valletta, but not only, as we explained earlier on as well to our friends. We decided from the outset that the title of ECOC in 2018 shouldn't start and end or finish in Valletta, but it has to be a celebration across the island, including our sister island of Gozo. And so it is exactly what we are doing. But I should stop here and maybe even leave the floor to Mr. Fuchs to explain what happens on particular and certain visits and what is happening now and what is the real reason and of their visit here and why it is very, very important as part and parcel of the ECOP project.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your welcome and your interest to the project. I think this is very important and not, not our daily experience that a parliamentarian group is so close to the project that they want to meet those experts who are accompanying the development of a project. That's, I appreciate very much your interest, and I would also like to exchange with you if you have questions which perhaps you want to ask to us as experts from outside. So I will try not to speak too long to have the time that we can really exchange and answer your questions. But let me say perhaps nevertheless some elements which are very important for this special visit. As Jason Mikhalev said, that's a very normal visit, which is in the legal base of the European Commission, that besides the monitoring meetings which we have in Brussels, besides the possibility that the team always can ask panel members a special consult on topics where we share our knowledge, that's where we are, the reason why we are selected on in this panel, there is, to see really with your proper eyes, there is a visit in the city, or above all for those members of the panel who had not the possibility to be in the city during the selection process. And that's the case for Sylvia and me, so it's this visit is in on this behalf very important. I think your interest shows that you know that this project as such is more than a festival which is prepared. It's really a city development project, a region development project, unique for your country for the next probably 20 years. You won't become European Capital of Culture in 25 or in 33, but that's a unique chance. And in 2018, La Valletta stands not only for La Valletta, but only stands for your country in Europe. So this makes the importance of such a project quite clear. And we had the impression from the very beginning on that La Valletta understood this from the bit and continues to go also in this direction. There is a special challenge for such a project which faces every city. There is 5 years preparation nearly. And these 5 years are in some concern too long and in other concerns too short. Let me express what I mean. To develop the infrastructure for such a project or for such a year, five years or 4 years are rather short. You invest money, you prepare new venues, you go on renovation and so on. So that's a tough agenda which you have when you do so. I know this from Marseille, where a lot of new cultural venues were built and renovated and so on. Also, to prepare the city as a whole, that means the tourism sector, the business sector, to be part of this project, because it's an overall project. 4 years is a real challenge to convince everybody to be on board, to feel that they are responsible as the whole city society. On the other hand, 5 years, 4 years are very long for a program team. Why? Because you can't really, when you are selected as a European Capital of Culture, you can't develop the program in this year when you are selected. Because then in 4 or 5 years, artistic development is so quick and it changes a lot, that you have to develop slowly the program, but you can't finish it, let's say, 3 years before the year starts. I take always this example from Marseille when I say, imagine we had finished our program for 2013 at the end of 2011. We would have missed the development of the Arab Spring. And we can't say then, oh, too late, we closed our program, you can't take part from Tunisia and Algeria and so on. So that means the critical point in these 4 or 5 years is really to be aware of the challenge to have a good artistic and cultural program, to let doors open for new developments, and to develop slowly with the actors and with the city then the program for that year. So I understood that also concerning your work, our report and our demand to develop the cultural program, the program itself, was perhaps a bit misunderstood that it was a criticism towards the team. It wasn't. It was the challenge and also the invitation to work with us now to enter this critical phase and to say now slowly we are approaching and we must get now the first milestones, the first steps and so. And within this program development there are again at least two different tempos. Of course we have be ready rather 1 year before the years or the program year starts with the big flagship projects, the opening, the closing, the public events and so on. But we advised the team and we started this afternoon to work project by project also to keep the door as long as possible open for new developments, for smaller projects, for intelligent ideas. And the experience, my experience, twice being responsible for European Capital of Culture is some good ideas and some not very expensive ideas arrive very often in the last minute. So don't, that's what my invitation to you or my demand to you, don't push them too early to close the doors. Be aware that milestones have to be set, that's quite clear, and that we will do tomorrow and on Wednesday morning to see where are the next steps. We will be involved in the further development, of course. In 2017, in the beginning, we have the second monitoring meeting. But give them the space also to adapt their development according to that what happens in the world around us.
Thank you, Mr. Fuchs. So, compared to other capitals, from your experience, how is our progress so far?
Well, we have had no concern at all about several points. We had no concern and have no concern about the commitment of the public institutions. That is a strong point in your project, that what we faced rather often in other European capitals of culture due to the change of political governments, of mayors, of regional institutions and so on, there were uncertainty about is the public commitment really sure or not. There were even cuts in the budget, and that caused in the past times caused a lot of problems in some European capitals of culture. That is not at all the case here, so we are very assured by the report and by our personal experience with the chairman and the CEO and the team that the commitment from the government, from the city, from the region and so on is for us very much approved, and we even don't get into details about that because we are sure. Tomorrow in the afternoon we will see the progress in some cultural investments or venues which are going to do. So I call you tomorrow night and tell you green light or not. But I'm sure we will face positive things, but I do not want to approve now things which I will see tomorrow. The main focus is really the question on the program. And there we heard this afternoon, we heard about the five flagship projects and where a specific artistic team is working on that. That reassured us that there is a real, not only a vision, but also the steps are in time. They should, well, up to the end of 2000, or let's say in autumn 2016, there should be a clear budget, a clear production team to establish these flagship projects. And the focus tomorrow morning, we have got printed out a long list of projects to be developed. Again, there I would say I do not want to make wrong promises now because we are at the beginning of our visit, but you will get the report. And if there are things where we would like to consult and to advise, it will be written in the report which you will receive. But what I can say is that we found this afternoon an open-minded team with a program coordinator who understood extremely clearly our questions and who gave us new elements of the program, even a USB stick with all the documents on that. We will study this tonight after having had dinner. And again, what I would like to say, I'm really optimistic and positively thinking about that. The team is small compared to other European capitals of culture. We have a small team. The program team is rather small. It's good that we learned that there is somebody coming up who has more than the team in international experience and can link the project to a still more European and international dimension. That's good. Because also one of the key sentences for a European capital of culture is the following one. The impact, of course, should be high for La Valletta and for Malta. That's quite clear. It's your money you invest, or it's the citizens' money which is invested. But the other side of the medal is it is also should also be an investment for Europe. That means Europe has an interest that it learns something from Malta, and Malta has an interest to learn something from the rest of Europe. So this double coordination or this double perspective is very important, and sometimes that's perhaps also something which I would like to share with you. You will face in the next, let's say, 15 months, again, critical periods for the team. One of the critical things is that a lot of cultural stakeholders in La Valletta will not be happy with them. They will criticize them and will say, you didn't get our genius idea and so on. They have to select. They can't make happy everybody from the cultural stakeholders. They will make happy all the citizens of La Valletta in 2018, I'm sure, you as well. But of course, it's a competition. That means it's a competition which are the best ideas which will enter the program. And not everybody will in it. And those who are not in it will be unhappy, and they will criticize them. They will nevertheless, by the way, benefit from the year itself, but even when they are not part of the program officially, they will get new public and people coming from outside. But there are several critical periods in developing such a project, and which you have to do, or which I would like to ask you to do, is back them. Let them work. They are professionals. And be careful to listen to intensively to people who say, I could not get through with my idea and so on. That's a normal process. Curatorship means to select. And that's a bit the work like a theater director who has to decide, shall I play Shakespeare or shall I play Molière? And when he decides to play Shakespeare, then it doesn't mean that Molière is a bad author. He made his choice. And that means he, as a professional, is responsible to make his choice.
Very much. Very detailed. Mr. Arjous?
First of all, thank you for accepting the invitation to come and speak to us. I can put your mind at rest that both government and opposition are on board as regards to this project. By coincidence, it was the opposition in then in government who started this off, and this government then in opposition supported it. Now this government is continuing, and we are supporting. So rest assured that that is on board. We
even
are all on board.
Even this committee was, it was the idea of the last government.
Yes.
This committee.
Yes, as well. Obviously, the mayor of Valletta is also part of the party which I am part of, and he is giving his full support and the council as well to this Valletta 18. So rest assured that we are all behind this project, and we will support it. And that's why we wanted to meet with you as well, in order to express our feelings. Yes, we are small. The team is small, but small people and small organizations do big things as well. So we look forward to see the final product. I understand that a selection has to be done, but I'm sure that with the expertise in this organization, we can actually select the best out of the best. I would like to see more help towards the Valletta Local Council in order to help in Valletta 18, so that they will be able to help in this organization, so that after Valletta 18, something will be left for Valletta and for the people of Malta as well. So that's why we asked, even during this committee, that there will be some particular aspects so that we will have Valletta cleaner, Valletta better, Valletta with more secure, and with all the people of Valletta and other people all involved in this organization. My point is that you also, way back in September, did a report, which I think that from September till today we see developments, and I see some progress. I hope that some progress was made, for example, as regards to private funding, as regards to the artistic director. You have probably met, or you're going to meet him. What has developed from this report till today, that we're end of January? Did you see the progress that you were recommending, and what are the next steps which you really would like to see besides the program itself and the funding of this project?
Where is a clear reaction to the recommendation is that we learned. I learned it already on last Saturday and officially today, that the recommendation to develop more international and European dimension in the program was answered by recruiting an international artistic advisor, whom I happen to know, but there was no influence from my side, of course, and where I trust that his experience can be, especially for the, not for for the flagship projects, they are on a rather clear way, but for the rest of the program, to say, or for the yearly program, can be very positively influential. So there is a clear progress from September to now. Then we received today, as I said, a detailed project list, also with approximately budget figures behind. That will be the main topic tomorrow. And I'm sure, as the list is more detailed and is, so to say, underlined by budgets, there must have been a clearer advancement between September and now during concerning this program list. One of my recommendations this afternoon, also to share this with you, is to be aware that one of the most important points during such a year is to have every day an offer. Every day an offer. That means it's not a good strategy to say to, for example, to tourists, come on the 25th of May, but you should not come on the 26th of April, because we have no program there, but most program is there. So the message must be, you can come whenever you want. There's going to be something. And for this, for example, exhibitions is a very good tool. because they are running for 2 or 3 months or longer, and it's better to have a stable program during the year than only to concentrate on weekend festivals, and then it's pointedly something to be built. We will see this tomorrow. Concerning the sponsorship, I encouraged this afternoon, we encouraged this afternoon the team not to be too modest. They have been too ambitious during the bid concerning the expectations, and now they it seems to me that they are a bit too modest in their ambitions. I think the program has so much potential, especially some of the big events, that also with your help, and especially with the help of the host of the team, the Chamber of Commerce, there should be more dynamism in this approach. I think it's nearly a bit too modest now to expect. They are clever to say we will surprise you positively to get more than we say now. That's a good strategy. It's better to have it like this than to run after the money. But that's also a recommendation where I would say it's a reaction on our recommendation, but nearly a bit too prudent where they go now.
Thank you.
Okay. Maybe to add what Ulrich has already outlined quite completely, we had an additional point also this afternoon, we feel, which will be crucial in the next week. It's about internal and external communication. So it's now on the basis from program development that you can think further, especially also in the context of the big events, of the flagship events. So there are clear lines and also advantages compared to other territories of the European Union. So Malta is specific, and you can also talk about it. And we have recommended, and we will that also do in our report, that this should be more emphasized now during the next weeks. And we mean not only regarding potential visitors, but also internally, so that the whole project becomes more precise, more clearly. What is the story behind? What kind of story will you tell the own people? And also in order to maybe generate then sustainable change in mind, so that this whole city development can go ahead, that the ECOG, it's the step, but then you continue the process. Yeah?
Thank you. Any more comments? Mr. Maggio.
Just a short comment. This is my first experience on this board, so I'm learning. So, as a group, you come here regularly. I mean, did you come back 3 years ago and sort of explore the area? Now you set some targets for Valletta 18, what are the specific targets and what specifically do you expect this committee to
in fact deliver? It's a certain continuity in the process of monitoring. Of course there are milestones. The first milestone after this election was a rather detailed report with recommendations. That was some years, 2 years ago now. Then the first step in this legal base is the so-called post-designation meeting, which takes place after a year after the nomination. meeting in Brussels with the stakeholders and also, so to say, consultation, advice after the post-designation meeting. Then we had the first monitoring meeting. That was a meeting in September, which is normally followed then by a visit. From now on, you will get a report again. From now on, there is up to the next monitoring meeting. There is an open process between us, and the team knows it, not everybody in the team, but the CEO, the chairman, the artistic director, they can consult us in between. So they, in this little world of European capitals of cultures, there are several meetings going around, the cultural forum in Brussels, the opening in San Sebastian, and so on, where we meet more or less without appointment, and every time you have the chance to say, we have a major problem with that, what would you advise us? Or have you an experience about how to develop the right logo, or what is the communication strategy a year before, or shall we already raise all the flags of Valletta 2018 in spring 2017, or shall we wait, and so on. This is an open process. Of the next formal step is in spring 2017, nearly a year before the opening, where we ask for a detailed report, progress report again. And that is the decisive moment, as you know, then when the panel will decide on the Medina Mercury Prize from the European Commission to the project or not. That's The panel recommends, not decide. Thank you, Gloria. It's always good to have somebody who is still more informed.
You said that one of the ideas is to keep the program open, yes, and for late ideas, good ideas. Yes. But your recommendation in number 3 said that the development of the program must be in line with the original Bud book. Yes. Will what you said now let you do that, even if it's not in the Bud book?
This sentence can be, or should, to my opinion, as former artistic director, should be interpreted in a rather large way. We won't stick to the Bud book and compare exactly. You wrote that this project will take place or not. There are reasons why there are feasibility studies where you will discover that this project, which was a wonderful idea, is budget-wise, production-wise, organization-wise, stakeholder-wise, not realistic or not. But what we want to reassure, of course, is that in between, the whole philosophy of the project doesn't change. That the team sticks nevertheless to the general strategy of the program developed. But of course there can be reasons. As I mentioned what happened in the Mediterranean space in 2011, that was not in the Bud book from Marseille-Provence. And of course it would have been completely wrong not to adapt the program to these new conditions. So that's a process which can be done in discussion, of course, with the panel.
Maybe to add with good practice from some other European capital of culture. So in order to ensure that you still see the Bud book and the project listed there, and on the other hand where you stand, so many of them are doing some kind of overviews in their reports. So it's very easy then also for us to work on that and also maybe to help more, because then we see maybe in which strand there are maybe more problems or maybe a topic which would be completely disappear. So maybe we could ask on that and then also find out how we could maybe better help. So this is something which is, so it's a way also, again, how to communicate with us and to be as transparent as possible, so that this can be in a way supported. Yeah?
So
May I add, your recommendation to says that this vision must be clearly European, but that does not exclude you from also having the concept of integration with any other non-European ideologies or ideas.
No, of course not. It's the this sentence, it has clearly be European, is in a way a protection against
European values.
European values, okay. European values, and what is important, I think, also for the team itself to in their struggle with the local stakeholders, the program should make a difference to that what happens normally in the cultural program. Just to repeat that what normally takes place in La Valletta during a cultural year, only with better budgets, that's not the aim. Every of the local stakeholders should see the project also as a challenge. Can I go beyond that what I do normally? And to go beyond that what I do normally gives the opportunity, can I connect to other European, can I be more international, can I learn from others, and so on. But to stick on, it's not a new formula for being a European nationalist. Of course, the door is open for cooperation with China, with Japan, with the United States. It's an international program. And I know that the very famous Mr. Kogi, who is the representative of the Japanese Foundation, which works since 35 years, I think, with European Chambers of Culture.
Before the concept.
And Mr. Kogi. He comes then in the year itself with together with Mr. Mitsubishi or the Toyota to La Valletta, which is not bad. And we talked about this on this weekend in San Sebastian. There are advantages and some challenges with Mr. Kogi. No, but that enriches the program, of course, because it makes it open to Japan.
But maybe not to go as far as Japan, because also, during our report in September, we highlighted already that we are very much interested in this migration trend you have, and this has a clear international dimension, and it's perfectly in line with the philosophy of a European capital of culture. And I would say even more taking into account your geographic situation. So this could be even something where Maletta makes a strong point. We discussed also briefly in the afternoon EU-Africa relations, so you're in a perfect situation to bring that to the European agenda. And this is meant also as European dimension, because we are not an island, we are...
My last question. If you had to make an average or a figure, a percentage of what should be really local Maltese, what we can offer as Malta and culture and others, what would that balance be in your if there had to be a program, a 100-point program, how much of that would you really like to see, which means Maltese, like the Maltese custom or Nella, Maltese songs, and not Maltese?
Maybe it's not of having a percentage of local activity and international activity. I think what's the added value of a European capital of culture is that it allows for interaction between these two levels. So the aim is to have as much as possible projects where this interaction happens. Exactly, so that you not only have, for example, a community project, but that this is interlinked maybe with other community projects somewhere in Europe, so that there is an exchange in ways to see a topic, in ways to work, in methods, in approaches, and also a meeting place for people. So this is, in a way, it's a European project in the sense there should be interaction.
The local specificity of projects here, learn something to, by this year, learn something for them to improve their quality. It's a lot about quality improve also, such a project. It should allow people to go beyond, to make an effort, and they have, that's why they have a budget also to say, we allow you to make a new experience, to improve the quality of this project. Not every of these, perhaps it's finally 250 or more projects, can have every criteria involved in their setting. That's impossible. It must be, the philosophy must be like this, the challenge must be like this, and you will, there are already, some of these projects are already very international, but they, of course there can be a bit more. Let me, perhaps at the end, I would like to give you one example what such a project can, in a way, implement. That's a personal experience. When I came to Marseille, I spoke, as an outsider from outside, I spoke to a lot of people in Marseille about their dreams, their visions, also about their, in which way they suffer from Marseille, what they don't like in the city. And the key sentence which I found then was given from one of my dialogue partners. He said, you know, the Marseillais are very proud to be Marseillais, but they are not proud of Marseille. And that was, for me, the key message. They said what the project should result in is that they keep being proud Marseillais, but that they start also to be proud of Marseille. And this is such a, perhaps such a mission, such a vision, is something which has to be developed for every project. Where do you want to be in 2019, 20, 21 with such a project?
Yes, using my microphone. As a representative of the Commission, I wanted to add something not on Marseille, but on the, what you mentioned about whether how much has to be local, how much has to be international. In fact, I'm quoting or nearly quoting the decision from the Council and the Parliament, just, you know, implementing this action. The objective of the European Capitals of Culture is to bring to the fore the diversity of the cultures in Europe and highlight what they have in common. So it's both. It's something can be very local, but at the same time it has to relate. It has to relate to the European context, and that's an important part of it. So this is why a recommendation of, you know, putting the program into the European context is, I would say, recurrent in the European Capitals of Culture project, because it needs to be, that's the whole purpose of it, is to highlight the diversity, but at the same time, I couldn't speak about shared values, but what those cultures have in common as well.
Thank you. Will you be making recommendations on how to perpetuate this so that it won't stop at Valletta 18?
Of course. Yeah, that's real. Meanwhile, the legal base changed again for the future European Capitals of Culture from 2020 on. And the questionnaire which is behind the bidbooks now is very clear. What are you planning for the year after? Do you have a budget? Do you keep a budget for the plans for the year after, and so on? It was a bit less the demand when you were bidding at the time, but it will be very clearly in the next monitoring meeting also that we expect, hope, ask, how do you plan the legacy of the project? And again, one of my personal recommendations, the mistake we made in Linz was we started too late with this discussion. You must say we tried it earlier to implement it. I'm invited to go to San Sebastian mid of February, because they start already mid of February to make concrete plans for 2017 and how to realize and how to assure that there will be also a political commitment. You know that budget plans for the years are made very much ahead. How can we reassure that one of the impacts, not all, you will not go on having every year a year like 2018. But the legacy and to also to learn from the year what worked well and how can we reassure that this impact will not get lost and so on. You should start this, my recommendation would be certainly very early in 2018.
So thank you. Thank you for accepting our invitation. We will be eager to hearing your recommendations and also to meeting you again. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.